Lesson 25. 元音 ow. The vowel ow. Part 1. 听辨练习
A. Listen. Circle the corresponding number if you hear the ow in the word. 1. Outside. 2. Cry. 3. Loud. 4. Young.5. How. 6. Wipe. 7. Dozen. 8. Lose. 9. Flower. 10. Allow. B. Write down the words you hear on the tape, then fill in the blanks below. 1. Milk the cow. 2. From mouth to mouth.3. Climb a mountain. 4. Read aloud. 5. A simple outline. 6. In the south. 7. Think about it. 8. Increase the output. 9. An hour's walk. 10. The final outcome.C. Listen and repeat. Notice the ow sound in the sentences. What about going to the south for the winter holiday? These teaching facilities are out of date. Please speak your mind and share your thoughts. My mother is cleaning our house. She has a powerful relative.It is becoming darker and darker outside. Farmer Brown is very proud of his cow. The crowd gathered around the yard and shouted slogans. They had no doubt about the final result. Some sounds are pronounced like this. D. An hour in the morning is worth two in the evening. Mr. Brown, Mr. Brown.Are you going down to town? Could you stop and take me downtown? See you around, Mr. Brown.
Part 2. 跟读练习
A. Words. Initial. Ounce. Outgoing. Ourselves. Outlandish. Outrage. Outlet. Output. Outset. Outward. Outskirts. Outdoors.Medial. Found. Round. Power. Down. Downward. Brown. Town. Drown. Count. Ground. Final. Allow. Endow. How. Now. Plow. Eyebrow. Somehow. Sow. Bow. Moscow. B. Phrases.Fall on the ground. Show me around. A cloudy night. An old tower. Get out now. Under the counter. Gunpowder. How many hours? Countable noun. C. Form sentences like this. There is a cow outside the house. Flower. Mountain. Hound. Tower. Mouse.Owl.
D. Dialogue.
I've just found a mouse in the house.
Ow, don't shout so loud. Calm down. Please stop shouting and sit quietly down.
I found a mouse in our house, a grown mouse running around the dining room.
Where is it now?
It's under the couch.
Now, move the couch around and turn it upside down.
Okay, I don't want the mouse in our house.We have the tidiest house in town.
Yes, darling, you are quite right.
E. Paragraph. What should a good husband be like? Asked a young man about to be married. And here's what Samuel told him. A good husband makes his wife feel important in his scheme of things and shows his affections by actions as well as words. He is sympathetic to his wife's moods or setbacks and lets her know He appreciates the work that goes into running a home efficiently and raising the children wisely. A good husband gives his wife some degree of financial independence through a joint checking account, an allowance, or a checking account of her own. He is a companion to his wife, talking things over with her and sharing her interests. He takes his wife out regularly for recreation, realizing that he is the only escort she can have now that she's married. He cheerfully assumes his responsibility in the disciplining and raising of the children. A good husband is considerate in the intimate side of married life. He's faithful to his wife, is on friendly terms with his in-laws, and is honest with his mate. He is attentive to his wife in public, avoids flirting with other women, and consults his wife before making any important decisions. A good husband places the interests of his wife and children ahead of his relatives and avoids being overly critical. He makes it possible for his wife to have some leisure time for outside interests. Lastly, a good husband often compliments his wife and does it with sincerity.